One of the main reasons we lose work at Headscape is because prospective clients feel like they need to hire a local agency. Ironically, this is especially true of London clients who are only an hour and a half down the road from us. All the more ironic when you consider that we work with clients on the other side of the world. Don't misunderstand, face-to-face meetings are important. I fly around the world to spend time with some of our clients. It's just not as important as finding the right agency, somebody who fits the personality of your organisation and has the best skills for your needs. To prove the point, allow me to share with you some of the tips and techniques we've developed over the years. These techniques ensure smooth working relationships with more distant clients. Paradoxically, my first piece of advice is to meet up in person at least once. We've run projects without ever meeting the client, but I have to confess that it does make the world of difference if you do at least have one face-to-face meeting with them. Face-to-face meetings give you a chance to build a personal relationship with the client. If the client is overseas, we try to go for a few days, and that way we can get to know the client, but also work on initial design concepts, wireframing, and IA. If there's not the budget to meet up in person, don't despair. Good regular communication can work almost as well. Regularly communicating is important for all projects, but especially for those with distant clients. We believe in talking to clients about their projects, even if we've got nothing really to report. Silence worries clients. They fear that they've fallen off our radar. A simple email saying that we're still on track is enough to reassure them. It is important to send these emails even if you haven't been working on their project that week. They want to know what's going on. But don't always rely on email, Basecamp or instant messaging. It's especially important if you're facing problems that you actually speak to your clients. Electronic communication is impersonal and it's easy for there to be misunderstandings. The telephone better communicates feelings and also provides an opportunity for small talk, and that helps cement the relationship. Notice that I talk about the phone rather than Skype. Skype's amazing, but it can suffer from lag and other technical problems, and that can make the conversation feel stilted. Where possible, use a landline instead. Although phone is better than the written word, video is even better than the phone. When I talk about using video, I'm not referring to video conferencing. Although that has its place, it also suffers from the same problems as Skype. I'm talking about pre-recorded videos to show the client and stakeholders work in progress. Instead of sending clients an image or a website URL, try recording a video. This has several advantages over a static comp or even a development site. For a start, you don't need to worry about whether the design works in all browsers. You can also talk through the design, ensuring that nobody can see it without hearing your thinking. You can show your work working responsively, which is always a good thing, and you can ask for specific types of feedback and guide the viewer to consider the right kind of things. Finally, a video of you presenting personalizes the process and ensures all stakeholders get to see and hear you. Video presentations are invaluable. So often clients show you your design work around their companies or even have meetings about it that you don't get to attend. A video ensures that you get your say and that everybody hears it. But don't stop there, use screen sharing too. Nothing makes a client more engaged with the process than watching you make changes in real time. That's where screen sharing comes in. When clients request simple changes over the phone, fire up an application like Join Me and make changes while they watch. This works well for discussing minor design changes. It leads to solutions much faster than going back and forth via email. This kind of close collaboration is so important when it comes to working with remote clients. Close collaboration is essential for any project, but particularly so for remote clients. Allowing them access to the work in progress and all the project communications is so important. Seek their opinions often too, and if you do, they will feel much more engaged with the project and the project will benefit. It's easy to hold remote clients at arm's length, focusing instead on getting the work done, but that can be dangerous. If you misunderstand their requirements, it might be days or even weeks before you spot the problem. That can make corrections very expensive. If you're going to work with clients on the other side of the world, you need to be honest and transparent as well. If you're having problems with the project, it's easy not to tell the client immediately. We think we can fix the problem and so we don't want to worry them. And that's particularly easy to do when they're a continent apart. That would be a mistake. Clients don't like surprises, and even less so when they're removed from the project. If they even suspect that there might be a problem coming up, warn the client. By warning them, you only surpass their expectations by fixing it before it becomes an issue. By sharing problems, you also build trust, and I've never met a client who didn't appreciate this kind of honesty. I won't pretend that working with remote clients is always easy. Sometimes you just long to sit down with them and bash through an issue. This is particularly true when business hours don't overlap between the parties. Yet, if the agency is willing to work the odd evening and use things like video or Basecamp, it can and does work. It therefore makes little sense to allow distance to be a major part in your decision-making process when selecting a supplier.